Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
A popular Christian song in the 1980s once said, "Stop the world, I want to get off. This is too weird for me." That's exactly what I've felt this week as I've watched the craziness coming out of Washington, D.C. At times, I don't even recognize my own country. The actions of this administration and some members of Congress more closely resemble those of a narcissistic teenager than the leaders of the world's only remaining superpower. Petty differences aside, the biggest problem facing our country is our out-of-control spending. And by out-of-control, I mean totally, completely out of control. Would somebody please take away their credit card? Thomas Jefferson once said, with regard to the importance of an education, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be." I think we can extrapolate that to the area of finance. Our current leadership seems to believe that we can spend ourselves into oblivion, rack up more debt than the world has ever seen, and not suffer any consequences. It's impossible, especially when you add in automatic increases in entitlement spending due to an aging population and the enormous price tag of Obamacare. You'll know that they're serious about addressing the debt when they cut entitlements. Until then, they're just paying lip service to any meaningful reform. The next big battle is raising the debt ceiling. It wouldn't be so bad if they were serious about lowering the debt, but they're not. In fact, they're not even interested in holding it flat. They're actually increasing discretionary spending by creating brand new programs. We just found out that the state of Montana is applying for a $37 million federal grant to implement universal preschool without any legislative oversight. It's as though the spending increases are on autopilot, and the government just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. As I said, fiscally, they want what never was and never will be. They expect to be able to spend irresponsibly and then be rewarded for it. We keep hearing them say that the debt ceiling has to be raised or it will put our credit rating at risk. Can I politely say that our credit rating is currently at risk and should be? It's like a family who's maxed out all of their credit cards, who then apply for another credit card to make the payments on the maxed out cards, then try to argue that without the new card, their credit rating will be at risk. Does this make sense to anyone? Of course not. It only makes sense to the federal government. Think of it this way. The federal government's like a family who makes $26,000 a year but spends $38,000 a year and then carries $169,000 in credit card debt, which is increasing daily. They tried the stimulus, it didn't work, and the chickens are now coming home to roost. It's time to stop adding new programs and reform the entitlements. It's also time to quit fooling ourselves. They keep hoping that the fix will be painless, but we're beyond that. It's going to hurt, but the most valuable lessons in life always do. The government's been irresponsible, and we've let them get away with it. Now it's time to remember the immutable laws of God. In this case, the borrower is always slave to the lender. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.